Hey everybody, and welcome back to From Complex to Queens, Amazing Avenue's Minor League Podcast. I am Steve Saipa, and I am currently all alone in my mother's basement because I'm a good boss, and I gave Lucas, Ken, and Thomas the night off because it's Thanksgiving, and it's very important to let people enjoy their holidays. So, instead of having a normal podcast today, we're going to do something a little different, and we're basically just going to talk about what we are thankful for this year. 2020 has been a very different year, to say the least. And, you know, on the surface, it doesn't seem like there's really much to be thankful for because on top of our own personal problems and our own personal lives, there's a friggin' pandemic going on that's killed, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. But that aside, you know, we all do live pretty privileged lives in the sense that, if nothing else, we're all Americans and have a very high standard of living compared to the most of the rest of the world. So there are always things to be thankful for, and we each of the four of us are going to just basically sound off and talk about what we are thankful for. So in general, I am thankful for my mother, my sister, my brother, my ex-girlfriend for basically listening to me drone on for way too long about things from their point of view. I have a bad habit that when someone starts talking to me about something that, you know, I'm not really that passionate about and I kind of don't care too much, I zone out and I don't really show too much enthusiasm. That's something that I'm working on when I realize that I'm doing it, but I know that they're not passionate about this kind of stuff like I am. You know, they all enjoy baseball, but obviously not to the, how do I put it? The obsessive and very niche level that I do. So, you know, I'll get all excited about something I was researching and found out about and start telling them, like, you know, oh my God, I can't believe it. You know, did you know there's a correlation between Chris Flexen's ground ball rate and his increased use of the fastball, of the curveball down in the zone? And, you know, they'll entertain me, which I think is more than I do with other people. And like I said, that's something I need to work on better. So I'm definitely thankful that, you know, I have people that always support me and, you know, are willing to listen to me babble sometimes. I am definitely thankful for Amazing Avenue and this platform that I have. Years and years ago, Eric Simon was looking to get more writers for the site, and I submitted an application to do the news, and he recommended I give minor league coverage a try, and 10 years later, here I am. Honestly, I don't know what my life would be like without all this kind of stuff. It's been such a big part of my life, and I've been doing it for so long now that I can't even really imagine. You know, I've met and I've become friends with, you know, people that have this kind of similar interest, which is good. It's nice. I've met professionals and had conversations and dealings with them, and, you know, that kind of thing doesn't really mean anything, but it's a cool feather to have in my cap, I think. It's a good conversation starter. I've been to places that I've never gone to otherwise, you know, Columbia, Kingsport, Pulaski, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Reading, and I look forward to going to some new places next year, next season, hopefully. We'll be having fans in the stands, of course. And foreign baseball, that was another thing big this season, at least at the beginning of the year, before the MLB started back up. And I feel like I unlocked a ton of new, you know, DLC content, just getting to know the CPBL and the KBO and the NPB, and I'm really excited to keep up with all those leagues next year. And last and definitely not least, I'm thankful for all of our commenters and listeners, especially Ringo. I'm going to give everybody a little peek behind the curtain over here. There's a lot of people that are sworn and avowed don't read the comments, people. And, you know, they'll write whatever it is, and that'll be the end of it. And I do not understand that mentality at all. Maybe it's because the stuff that I write, it's more than just kind of collect the headlines or post them daily or, you know, the Mets just did this, but not really give too much editorial context to it because we just don't know enough yet. But I kind of get pissed off when things that are right really don't have a ton of comments. You know, I don't do this for my health, although this year, especially with coronavirus and everything, it kind of did become therapeutic. But, you know, I don't do this for my health. The point of all this writing and everything is to start a discussion. And I love the comments and I love discussions. You know, if it's a daily prospect report, I like to see people writing about how so-and-so is doing really good, or how this guy sucks, or how they went to a game themselves and they've their own observations to make. You know, if we're talking about our top prospect list, I like to see people writing about how they agree or disagree with where we ranked a player. If it's just some kind of historical minor league thing that we really leaned into heavily this past summer for obvious reasons, given that there was no minor league season, but things like, you know, the histories of former prospects who've kind of been forgotten about, or the histories of teams and things like that. I enjoy seeing people say, oh yeah, I forgot about that guy, or, you know, I lived in this town and the XYZ about the team, whatever, you know. I like reading the comments, so everybody out there definitely need to start some discussions and leave us comments and feedbacks. We love it. So that is what I am thankful for.
Hey everyone, it's Lucas. I'm doing my Thanksgiving thankfulness bit here. Definitely a little weird to be doing this in 2020, given all that this year has been, the disaster that it has been in many ways. But all in all, there's always something to be thankful for, and if nothing else, this time of year is a good time to reflect on that. And seeing as this is a baseball themed podcast, it's appropriate for us to talk about what specifically about baseball we're thankful about. And I'll admit up front, I'm not particularly good at this kind of conversation. It's I don't want to call it an emotional topic really, but it's something that doesn't come naturally to me for a number of reasons. I'd always rather sit here and talk about numbers or cap space or logical strategy things. Like, that's my wheelhouse. Then you ask me to talk about, well, deep down, what are you thankful for? That's a little bit tougher for me to get at. But I think that personal failing, personality trait, whatever you want to call it, actually leads to the main thing I am thankful about with baseball. I'm not going to talk about why it's been great to have around with COVID. I think Steve has commented on that. But for me, I think as a kid, you know, there's a lot that gets you excited, right? Like, I remember as a five-year-old going to see Phantom Menace in the theaters, and for all the flaws that movie had, five-year-old me was just captivated by it, right? It's like, oh, cool, pod racing, I'm into this. Darth Maul, very cool. And that's true for I use Star Wars here just as an example, but that's true of, like, reading the Harry Potter books for the first time, playing whatever games I played at the time. I think Halo was the first game I really played. And then, of course, the sports side of things, capturing that I don't want to call it just hope, because it's more than that. It's like a romanticized feeling of triumph, really. Not necessarily good over evil, right? But your side accomplishing something, and you get that immediate emotional attachment to the event, as if it's some large scale conflict. It's like watching the good guys win in Star Wars, or reading about Harry defeat Voldemort, right? Well, watching the Mets do something special tickles that same nerve, at least for me. But I think as we get older, we lose the, I don't want to say that we lose the ability to feel that, but it certainly comes less easy, right? We have practical concerns, we're worried about life, work, whatever else. And whether that leaves us less time to invest into, or leaves us less time to be invested in stories that gets at that same feeling, or whether those same stories, for whatever reason, just don't don't reach that same spot, whether we're over and we see the we're older and we see the flaws in these stories rather than just the message they're trying to convey, or the core part of, hey, just watch these cool guys swing some laser swords around. So as my point being that as you get older, you lose the chance to experience that feeling, which is something truly special. And for me, at least, baseball has always been the constant avenue through which I could access, tap into that same vein, right? Like you, while watching Jeurys Familia, who obviously has since had some very questionable off-the-field incidents that are very unfortunate. Watching him jump up and down on the mound in 2015 at Wrigley as they go to the World Series tickles that nerve, or does more than tickle it, right? It really gets that feeling of romanticized fictional joy almost going. And if there's anything, and like I said, I do love talking numbers. I love sitting here and running, having a contract spreadsheet going and seeing what the Mets could do, and then running models on marginal free agents, because that's the kind of stuff I like looking at. And I certainly am thankful that baseball gives me the avenue to do all that, but I can get that from other places. The thing that baseball delivers more than anything else, and has consistently as I've aged, is the chance for that inner excitement, joy, whatever you want to call that emotion. And it's, of course, the Mets haven't done that as much the last couple decades being the Mets, but maybe things will change under Steve Cohen. But point being, I'm thankful that baseball is around and that it still reaches that spot in your, or in my soul, in my limbic system, whatever you want to call it, where it gives you that incredible feeling when things go right, or on the other end, it lets you feel the negative emotion, which is important to experience in life as well. And that baseball still does that after all these years, and I hope it still continues to do that for the rest of however long I'm on this earth for, is the thing I'm most thankful for, related to baseball. Perhaps not necessarily a 2020 specific thing, but amidst everything else, I think tapping into the sources of what makes you feel good on both a superficial and deeper level. I mean, if there's ever been a year where it's important to be thankful for the things that do that for you, it's definitely 2020. So that's my bit on this. Hope everyone has a good holiday season, good rest of the year. We'll be back talking more standard stuff next week. And until then, love the Mets. Love the Mets.
Hi, this is Ken. And this year, I'm thankful for a lot of things. From a baseball point of view, I'm thankful we had a 2020 season of Mets baseball at all. You know, the result might not have been what we wanted it to be, but the daily grind of baseball was definitely a welcome distraction from everything going on in the world around us. There's nothing quite like it to kind of take your mind off things for 3 hours a night. So that was, you know, very good to have going on. Thankful we got to see a few prospects that we've been covering for a very long time come up and not only debut with the big league team, but, you know, contribute meaningfully. David Peterson is probably a lock for a rotation spot next season. It's cool to see him, you know, after following him for a few years. And Andrés Giménez certainly exceeded all of my expectations and was just a joy to watch play shortstop day in and day out. So I'm thankful that not only did he come up, but, you know, it was fun to watch. I'm thankful that a lot of the guys we cover managed to play either at the alternate site or during extended spring or fall instructs. My apologies. you know, we were able to hear some things, we were able to see some video, which, while maybe not completely instructive or particularly informative, were, you know, really nice to see. It really was a bummer not having a minor league season this year, so I feel like we got a little bit of it from, you know, video and scuttlebutt that we heard from the actual alternate site. On a personal level, I'm thankful for my health. I'm healthy amid everything and the health of my friends and family. I'm thankful for my girlfriend and the life we're building together. Also thankful we've been able to record and release a podcast pretty much every week. This is a really nice part of my week. I'm really glad to get to, you know, basically just shoot the shit with Steve, Lucas, and Thomas every week. That we all take time out of our day to talk to each other and, you know, discuss New York's second most successful baseball team. You know, at this point, I think we're all good friends, and I'm really happy that we get to talk every week for, you know, for presumably all two of you listening. I'm also thankful to our listeners, both of them, as I've said. you know, we've received some support from you guys, and it always, you know, brings a smile to our faces. So without you guys, we would be just shouting into a void. So I'm thankful for our listeners as well. And yeah, so happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And, you know, yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Discussing giving thanks is normally pretty easy, at least for me, because I have, like, your standard go-tos, you know. But this year has been a little wild because, you know, there's a pandemic that's been ravaging the world for a while, and it's not good out there. So, the more I thought about it for the purposes of this podcast, because obviously I didn't do much on Thanksgiving, considered the pandemic, it really made me think long and hard about what I'm thankful for. And I'm thankful for a lot of things, despite how tough this year has been. I am thankful for, as silly as it sounds, and of course, I'm going to talk about it on a sports podcast, but I am thankful for sports, even though you could easily make the argument they shouldn't be happening right now because of the pandemic. But it's something that I've built friendships with people, I mean, here at Amazing Avenue I have, and I've gotten closer to people that I was friends with already through sports. I played them for a long time, and then now I discuss them online. But I made friends through both of those ways too. And, yeah, so that's one thing. I'm thankful that my friends are healthy and I'm healthy and my family's healthy, and for obvious reasons, because I'm thankful for that all the time, but now more so than ever. This podcast is something to be thankful for because it's something that, it's fun. I enjoy doing it, obviously, or I wouldn't do it. And, I'm thankful for all of you who are listening right now because, well, we wouldn't be able to without that. We wouldn't be doing this. So yeah, it's just, I also realize that I'm like retroactively thankful for being able to like go see sports in person and go do things in person and go see my friends in person and everything else and go to the Amazing Avenue meetups that we do or used to do and will do post COVID, because just, I think it was one of those things that I took for granted, and it was always like, yeah, it'll be there. Like, I'll always be able to go to a Mets game, or I'll always be able to do something. And, now that possibility is pretty shut off, so it's one of those things where I'm retroactively thankful for, which I'm going to count. I don't know if it counts for this, but whatever, man. I'm going to count it. Also, in a much less serious note, I'm thankful that the Mets are no longer owned by the Wilpons, because that was just, I mean, everyone who's listening to this, I'm sure knows, that was not a fun time, and it was my entire life, basically. I don't know specifically when the Wilpons bought the Mets. I'm vamping while I Google this on right now, because I don't want to be incorrect, but I'm pretty sure for the entirety of my life, they owned, the Mets were owned by the Wuhans in one way or another. Yep, for sure. And so, that's bad, because they were really bad. And basically my favorite sports team, because baseball is my favorite sport, my favorite sports team was owned by people who, well, they gave more of a damn about lining their own pockets than they did about winning. And it looks as though, obviously, the returns are really early on the new people, on Cohen, because he hasn't done literally anything except sign noted podcast discussed topic Sam McWilliams. But honestly, I don't... It could probably be worse than the Wilpons, but the chances of it being worse than the Wilpons are quite insignificant, and the chances of it being better are a lot better, and I just want a good team to root for while I watch sports, because rooting for bad teams is boring, and it sucks, and it seems as though the Mets don't want to be bad anymore. It seems that they want to be good. So yeah, I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for the staff at Amazing Avenue who were great, every one of you. I'm thankful for my podcast hosts who this year let me, like, they had me join and just seamlessly integrated me to the podcast, because, you know, sometimes letting new people do stuff is weird and some people don't like change, and it was nice of everyone to just be like, yeah, come along, and now you're just on the podcast every week. And I was like, oh, that's great. That's awesome. I'm thankful for the Mets, unfortunately. I don't know why I'm thankful for the Mets, but damn it, I am. And well, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Well, we thank you for this kind of abbreviated Thanksgiving episode of From Complex to Queens. And if you have any questions, comments, whatever, you can send us an email at our email address, fromcomplextoqueens@gmail.com. You could follow us on Twitter and shoot us questions there. I'm at Steve Sipa. Lucas is at ElVlahos343. Ken is at Ken1191. Thomas is at SadMetSeason, S-Z-N. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Rate and review it. And, of course, thank you for listening. And we will be back next week. And until then, love the Mets. Love the Mets.